All right, so let's start from the beginning. I really had no plan of starting an African fund, although I am one of those who start things just like that. But the African fund came up when I attended the African Regional Conference in preparation for Beijing.
Okay.
That was in 1997. I think it was September 1994. And the meeting was the African Regional Conference was in Senegal. I had retired already from formal work. I had retired from at the African Capacity Building Commission. And I went to Senegal because when I retired in 1994, I offered myself to help support an organization called ISIS Wiki, a global organization based in Geneva. And they had chosen to actually base themselves now in Uganda. And the people who had been set up the office in Uganda didn't have enough staff. I actually offered as a volunteer to help them set it up. And so when a conference was organized, they asked me to attend on there. And I'm telling this because for me it's important. Otherwise, I would never have been in the car where the idea was born. And I go to Senegal, and from day one, and I'm not ashamed to say this because I said it organizers, the conference was so disorganized. There was no system, there was no structure, there were no responses, nothing was working. And I couldn't understand why. You are women leaders, and you have a meeting that is totally disorganized. So I went to them. I will not mention it was an organization that was selected to organize the African pre-conference. So on second day, I went to them, went to their office, said, why is this meeting so disorganized? And I remember the woman said, we didn't have enough money to organize the meeting well. Of course, for me, it was not an excuse. Whatever money you have organizing badly cannot be counted against no time money. But anyway, when they told me they didn't have enough money to organize a meeting well, I mean, for the whole week, I kept saying, this is not possible. We can't have an African meeting disorganized because people don't have money. And so I started, how do we as African women have enough money to actually organize a meeting properly? And as I was really thinking aloud to myself as I walked around the whole week. Then on one of the days, we had Global Fund for Women. I had never known of them, but I saw an advert talking about fundraising. I said to myself, I'm going to go to this meeting and learn how to fundraise. So I went into this meeting and they were giving tips how they raise funds. And I was sitting there saying, well, okay, a fundraising in the name of African giving us money. And we can do this for ourselves. And I remember in the meeting, there was another woman sitting across the room. This time they talked about how they are getting money to give to African women, she and I would look at each other and smile. And as soon as the meeting ended, at the door we just zoomed each other. We had never met. And we each said, we can do this. And we literally said it almost at the same time. We can do this. And that woman happened to be Joanna Foster. So as we got out of the room, and a group of informants had said, if any of you want to set up something like that, we can help you. It was at the end of the day. We agreed, Joanna Foster and I, that the following day, it will discuss, we will see how we start a fundraising something. I remember Joanna came to my room at 6 a.m. in the car. I like my bed in the morning. Joanna was an advisor. She knocked, I opened, she said, let's go. I have to talk.
I couldn't sleep. I kept on thinking, we must be able to do something like that in Africa. So I got out of bed, went and woke up poor Hilda, who was a late riser. I don't think I've ever been forgiven for that. And dragged her to walk on the beach to go to breakfast and talk about it. So we decided, okay, we'll talk to the Global Fund for Women people. Let's see what we'll pick up. They were so enthusiastic. They said, send us a proposal to sit down and work out the modalities of setting up such an organization. So we sent them. The proposal was in my handwriting. It wasn't typed or anything. But obviously we made quite sure they understood and we were very encouraging and all that. So they granted us the money to do the work.
And we agreed that we could get this money and get it hosted by an organization in Zimbabwe. So I know the organization which had been founded by Hope Chigudu. So we went to the Zimbabwe Women's Resource Center and told them been given $5,000, but we don't want it into our account. We want them to host this money. And then John and I organized ourselves and actually went to Zimbabwe and sat together in a hotel and developed a concept note of a fund for Africa. At that time, we didn't even have a name for it. And so we developed this concept note, submitted it to the Global Fund, and guess what? They gave us $10,000 as a startup fund. So now, Joanna relocates to Zimbabwe, to work for WildUp, and by that time, I'd also now got a job in the Economic Commission for Africa. So both of us told them at that moment, we were not ready to start an organization.
WildUp called me and said, you got a job. So I had to move to Zimbabwe and had to tell Global Food for Women that I really won't have the time to do that now. And you know, that was handing a lot of work on hand. So we said, okay, let's put it on the back burner.
Now, in the meantime, Joanna's work in Zimbabwe took her to the UK, where she met with BC.
During the time I was working with WildUp, we linked up with the Akinamamawa Africa, where BC was the executive director. And worked on women's leadership, you know, all sorts of other issues. And we were planning to have a feminist meetings in Africa. You know, then one day I went and had that trip. And on our way to lunch, she said that I've got to go to the bar. So we were walking on the street and she was, you know, she was going on. I said, this woman are driving me crazy. You know, what we need is a fund. So I said, yeah. Maybe you better join us.
Around 1998, I started feeling that it was time to leave Akinamama, but I've been there for a while and I wanted to leave after 10 years. I wanted to move back to the continent. And so at Akinamama Africa, we were thinking the small grants program of the African Women's Leadership Institute. To grow it into a fund that would be independent, and then I would run that outside of Akinamama. And but I must confess, mobilizing resources has never been an issue for me, because I think if you have a story to tell and you are passionate about what you believe in, the resources will follow. And if the people listening to you know that you would do it with or without their support. And so there was this particular donor. I had sent them a proposal for the Leadership Institute. It had been sitting on their desk there for like 2 years. I even went to the Netherlands to speak to the proposal, and there was all this back and forth. After 2 years, because they got the proposal around 1997, if I remember correctly, and around 1999, they then have the audacity to send me a letter to say they are sorry they can't fund, which for me was not the problem. But it was the reason they gave that they don't think leadership development is a priority now for African women. And that, you know, African women have issues to contend with around livelihoods, around poverty, around a whole range of things. So they don't think leadership development is a priority for African women. I was so pissed. I was furious. Like, how dare you? So it was not after that that I then had that conversation with Auntie Joanna. And I said, you know, it's about time that we started this fund that we've been talking about at Akinamama. She said, what fund? So I explained to her what we wanted to do with a project within the Leadership Institute we were running. And she said that some of us have already started working on that. And so she then told me what she and Hilda had been doing, you know, after meeting at the Dakar Preparatory Conference, after talking to the Global Fund for Women. And that's how we then decided to come together. Auntie Joanna and myself at the time, we were quite close. We had like a mother and daughter, big sister, younger sister relationship. She was an absolutely amazing woman, great mentor, teacher. And within 2 years or so, we made it possible for AWGF to get going.